I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Cardinal Stage Company presents My Fair Lady. It opens on June 16th in the Buskirk Chumley Theater. Our guests are a couple of New York-based actors, Chloe Sabin, who plays Eliza Doolittle, and Chris Vitell, the show's Professor Henry Higgins. Chloe, you're a singer, a dancer. You also work professionally in the fashion industry. Recently, you've been Twittering that you're frolicking around Bloomington. Could you tell us just a little bit about what that means to your fans?
Oh, goodness. You did your research. I've had actually a nice time in the past 2 weeks we've been here. I haven't had too much time to explore, but I have come over to the campus, which is beautiful. I went to school at Marymount Manhattan College in the city, and it was literally just a building. So, you know, to have this gorgeous campus, I can't even fathom, but I'm sure it's wonderful. And I've gone, of course, to a few of the local bars and to see Frog and Toad, which was wonderful. And just going around and, you know, exploring the antique stores and the vintage stores.
Your part calls for a transformation engineered by Chris Vitell's character. A transformation from a bit of a gutter snipe to a lady with a solid sense of self. And on radio, perhaps the best way we can show that transformation, despite the fact that you've brought costumes for each of those parts and makeup. But perhaps you could give us a taste of both. Could we hear the before Eliza, perhaps?
Oh, well, I guess you could hear a bit of it. What would you like me to say?
How about doing how nice of you to let me come before?
Pardon me, George, it's actually how kind of you to let me come.
Professor.
Not to be too pedantic about it, you know.
How kind of you to let me come.
That's awful. Before, all right.
Awful.
Now, could we hear those pear-shaped tones for the improvement?
How kind of you to let me come.
And there you have it, the show in a nutshell right there.
Chris, I know that you've been in musicals, you've done shows. The recent word on the street is that you were in a production of Cactus Flower, which presents quite a different aspect, I think, of your character from that of Professor Higgins. Professor Higgins actually has a couple of different ways of talking, and one of the things that he can do is he actually can imitate the way he thinks Liza sounds.
Yes, he can. Well, right at the top of the show, he overhears her and jots down the little linguistic idiosyncrasies that he notices in his little notebook. And specifically, what he takes down is Eliza saying to Colonel Pickering, "I say, Cap'n, buy a flower off a poor girl." I don't know if a translation's necessary there, but
they can't see it, but sometimes. It almost looks as if you have to use about a third of your mouth to get that to work.
It's torturous, yeah. Right.
Is it kind of fun playing a character who gets to kind of run the show have a little bit of up and down, too?
It's an incredible role. I mean, I've done it once before. It's incredibly fun. The thing that really sets this role apart is that the dialogue, where in most musical theaters, now not to disparage musical theater in general, as I make my living doing it, but you would be hard-pressed to find a script that is as sophisticated and as satisfying to speak than the dialogue that's in this musical, because it's essentially taken from George Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion. And really, the speeches are music in themselves. They're spoken, but they're really sung. So, yeah, it's fun.
The Cardinal Stage Company presents Lerner and Lowe's My Fair Lady, directed by Randy White with choreography by Esther Woodlansky, music direction by Sue Swaney. Our guests have been Chris Vitell, who plays Professor Higgins, and Chloe Sabin, who plays Eliza. The production opens on June 16th and continues through the 26th, with Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evening shows at 7, Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2. It's in the Buskirk Chumley Theater. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.